Hello and welcome to episode 47 of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, sometimes known as J-Bond. With me as always, we should really just stop giving you an introduction. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Seriously.
Yeah.
They should just know.
They should just know.
It's your boy, Mike. All right. So, like I said, it's episode 47. It is Sunday. And it's not like it's cold out. They said it's going to be like the 30s today, but it's nice out. It's not windy. It's just like it's bright and sunny. Normally it's like just kind of gray. And like it gets dark at 4, so I'm like, "Oh, cool. It's like mid afternoon and you're like, "Oh, running out of daylight."
Yeah.
Which is what it is.
Yeah.
But it is, what is it, November 29th. And we are here to talk about, well, we've got a few things to talk about. So there was the Shuhei tweet about PlayStation 4 remote play coming to PC and Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Which there isn't really, I mean, we can just talk about it. There isn't a whole lot. He tweeted and said that, you know, where was this tweet? Let me go to the tweet exactly. Because he tweeted and said, "Some people asked if we plan to provide remote play function to PC, and yes, we are indeed working on an official application for PC and Mac." And that's
not
it.
Just,
and that's the whole tweet, right? That was on the 26th, so that was 3 days ago. There's been nothing else besides that at the moment.
No one else has said anything.
Yeah, and like there's no...
So there's no other context besides yes.
Yeah, besides that in theory you'll be able to remote play from your PC or your Mac. What I don't get is, does that mean that I can take my laptop with me and my DualShock 4
right,
and play using the DualShock 4? Like... on my computer,
because like,
in theory, it's got to be like how Xbox One streams to your PC. Mm-hmm. So my assumption is it's the same thing.
The same thing,
but I just need to bring my DualShock 4 with me, and then I can, in theory, like connect as long as I can connect to the internet with my laptop.
Yeah,
in theory, I can play PS4 on it.
PS4, yeah.
So
we'll have to find out.
Yeah, I mean it's cool.
For sure.
I think it would totally be. If it worked, it would be cool only because it would mean that I don't have to, you know, all these people who travel with their PS4s no longer would have to do that. They would just have to bring their computer. Which you're probably already bringing with you.
So in theory, would it be the same thing where you have to be connected to the same connection as the PS4 or?
No, my assumption is that you would, because I can remote play on my Vita at work or anywhere. You know, hotel Wi-Fi.
Oh, right. Just on a signal.
Right. You just have to be connected to both devices have to be connected to the internet. And again, my assumption is that you would need to have a good connection. It to work.
Right.
Because it sounds like instead of using your Vita to remote play, you can just use your laptop.
Laptop, yeah.
But the only thing that I want to know is how stable is it? Am I using my DualShock 4 controller? Or do you still need the Vita somehow? Like, or is it straight off the PS, you know, your laptop, you know?
Yeah, right. So, yeah, I guess if it's like that, what if they're going to make an official app that compare your controller to the...
Well, that's what Shuhei's tweet was, is they're working on an official application for PC and Mac.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, you know, what it does remains to be seen, you know?
Right.
The Forbes article that I was looking at, I mean, has basically the same type of speculation that we're saying, you know, remote play is a feature, it allows network connection, play, blah, blah, blah. You know, it was a cool feature for a while, and, you know. But, you know, the whole thing is like, oh, every game is a PS Vita game with remote play. It's like, or every PS4 game is the...
Yeah.
But it's like, no.
But some don't work that well, though. That's the thing.
You know, some games... Which is why if I can use my DualShock 4, in theory, it should work better.
Because
at least I'd have, you know, my gripe with Destiny on remote play is that the input
the triggers.
Yeah, well, the triggers suck, and the sticks are terrible. I don't have like, because I like to play with high sensitivity, and it's just it doesn't compute. Those thumbsticks are not nearly as agile as like the DualShock 4 or like an Xbox controller. It's just not. They're not the same.
Right, especially since you can't click them. So when you go to run,
that too.
Like yeah, you hold the touchpad and then something like that, or down on the D-pad.
Yeah, you're down on the D-pad, which works because your thumb is in that spot. Like from a user interface standpoint, that was genius.
Right, but it's still kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
But it does work though. Like you said.
That it works better than like tapping the back of the fucking touch panel.
Touchpad,
or in Killzone, which I think I have mine set to like double tap the touch panel to run, and it's like that sucks too. Or double tap the back touch panel, I think.
Right.
That whole junket doesn't work. So I'm excited only because it means that I'll be able to play PS4 when I travel, you know?
Right. Yeah,
and when when you go to like something like PSX, which I'll be at next week, you know, I would love to bring my PS4 with me so I could play games, you know, especially like this. And this is where it gets like a total bummer, right? If you got a physical copy of a game and you had a Blu-ray drive in your laptop, could you pop in?
In theory, yeah.
Could you pop in a disc and play it off of your PS4 via remote play? You know, but then it's acting as the disc drive as the thing, and probably not because it has to install the game, and there's just no way you could install like a 40 GB game off of. So no, that probably doesn't work. It would still have to be digital. Or you have to like call a friend and be like, "Hey, can you go to my place and throw this game in my console?"
Yeah, pop that game for me real quick.
That's the one thing where I think that digital games have an advantage. I will admit, I can only leave one disc in my PS4, so if I'm going somewhere, I gotta be.
It's gonna be the game you absolutely know you want to play,
right? You know, at least in this instance, both Fallout and Destiny are digital, so I don't have to worry as much about those two. But I do prefer having physical copies of games.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the remote play PC Mac,
which is gonna be pretty exciting
as long as it doesn't
if it works the way we think we're gonna work, it's gonna be exciting.
Yeah, like if it's kind of the same old in terms of like what we have now with the Vita, it'll be good, but it won't necessarily be fantastic. Like as long as I can use my DualShock 4 with it, I'll be fine.
Right,
you know.
That's what I'm excited.
My guess is they'll still be the same kind of, you know, delay, you know, partial delay that makes like playing certain multiplayer games on any kind of like competitive level impossible. But otherwise, I would be like, no, this I think is fine. I think this will work. Anyways, so that's the like remote play PC. Mm-hmm. You know, again, like Shuhei says it in a tweet 3 days ago. That's it. All we can do is take a stab at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and maybe that's. I suppose that could be their big announcement at PSX, right?
Right.
The two big announcements at PSX could be, hey, you can now remote play with your laptop instead of needing your Vita, or for those people who don't want to get a Vita, which just further proves that Sony doesn't have really much faith in the Vita, because they're like, hey, we built the Vita so it has remote play with PS4, but we're just going to give it to you on your computer since nobody wants to buy the Vita.
We now fully understand that since we don't support the Vita anymore, no one cares about it. So here you go.
So we'll just give you a PC app because everybody still has a computer.
Hey, fair enough. That grabs the PC crowd then.
Right. It might, or it's not even so much that it grabs a PC crowd, but it'll bring more people into the fold. You know, so that they don't have to.
Right. They don't have a Vita.
Or they, I mean, and maybe it doesn't matter how powerful your computer is. That would be the next question I'd want to know. You know, how powerful does my computer have to be for this streaming stuff to work? Or is it, you know, more dependent on having like a good connection?
A good connection, yeah.
So
in terms of PlayStation Now, where if you don't have a good connection, you're better off just not even bothering.
Right. So we shall see.
I guess we'll find out next week?
Yeah, it's next week.
Find out next week then.
The other thing that they could be announcing at PSX would be, which is the second topic of the show, is the PS2 emulation on PS4.
Yes.
You know, which was the Super Star Wars, you know, like announcement. That was because Digital Foundry has this whole thing, and it was on this. The article I have is from Eurogamer, but it's Digital Foundry went hands on with PS2 emulation, and they basically looked at, you know, old PS2 versus the new PS2. And I will spare you the majority of this article and just bring you the part. Well, yeah, the interesting part of it that makes any sense. So the original PS2 games ran at a range of pixel counts, but 512 by 448 and 640 by 448 were the common ones. God of War 2 even let you choose between the two, apparently. Still early days in our analysis, but first impression suggests that the emulator runs at a native resolution of 1292 by 896, which is basically double 640 by 448. Because that would be 1280 by 896, which is the 896. So basically it's just double the former PS2 resolution. And then it says two black lines are added top and bottom to the image. Basically, like a, I guess that's a letterbox.
Yeah, like a letterbox
top on the, before receiving a final upscale to full 1080p. So we are looking at four times the pixel count, possibly higher, depending on the game. Texture filtering also looks improved, but on close inspection, we think the increased quality is probably down to the extra resolution alone. Overall impressions are positive. Little can be done to improve quality of 2D assets, but improvements to 3D sides of things are welcome. Some kind of post-process in place of anti-aliasing. Edges are surprisingly smooth, little in the way of shimmer. And then there's trophy support, which they confirmed by unlocking a trophy while playing Race or Revenge. And apparently they link to a patent, and I'm not going to bother because patents are confusing.
Yeah.
And it basically just says that the emulator probably tracks trigger conditions, so it's tracking your game state. And when you hit a certain thing in the game state, that must be what triggers the trophy. So in theory, that means maybe the other PS2 titles that are coming to the emulation will have it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they, you know, at the end of the article, they talk about how if Sony kind of changed their strategy because of the Xbox One backwards compatibility, which basically you put in 360 games into the Xbox One and then it downloads.
It downloads, yeah.
It downloads the game. Now, so you've done, I have not done this because I don't really have any 360 games. You purchased an Xbox One recently.
Correct.
On Black Friday.
Yes, it is.
You survived.
I did survive.
Limbs intact.
Everything is intact. No elbows were thrown.
He's like, but that kid that I swiped this Xbox from, though, didn't see it coming.
Kid I kicked in the face.
Yeah, I kicked the kid in the face, pulled a fire alarm, but I got that motherfucking Xbox. So what? You just throw in your Xbox game and it just brings you to the store? Or?
Watch. I have, if you have digital titles, they're just immediately in your download list.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you can just, you know, instantly download them right off the bat.
Sweet.
And I'm assuming with discs, you just put it in, it downloads it, pop it out, done. Yeah.
How many games did you do through the Xbox 360?
I'd have to go back through the list, but there were a good amount. There was a good amount.
And what games? Just for curiosity's sake.
Let's see, I know they had Mass Effect.
Yep.
Rainbow Six Vegas 1.
Nice.
Borderlands.
I saw that on the list of the Xbox games. Yeah.
Fallout 3.
Okay.
Perfect Dark.
Yep.
Gears of War.
Perfect Dark is through Rare Replay 2, so yep.
Condemned, Castle Crashers, Assassin's Creed 2, Battle Block Theater. I mean, those are the games that I have. I'm
right,
sure
right,
there's
right.
a larger list, but
yeah, well there's a, in this on this I Wikipedia there's a, page, there's 115 games listed so far, so
which I've heard.
I think like 30 of them are Rare Replays, but
it's all on demand. I don't think they're gonna eventually release every title. It's what, you know,
Right. I think it's based on what people want. Yeah. Because, like, I see a bunch from Bethesda. I see a bunch of.
Oh, Earthworm Jim?
Yeah. I was going to say Earthworm Jim HD, Fable 2, Fallout 3, but not Fallout 1 or 2, because those are PC games. That's right. Or New Vegas, at least. Just 3.
Just 3, yeah.
Which probably was because they were bundling it with 4. If you had bought 4 digitally, I think you got Fallout 3 as well. Now I have the hiccups.
And then something, a small little tidbit that I liked is when you pop in, or not pop in, but when you, you know, boot up a 360 game, of course it signs you in and it'll tell you, hey, here's some DLC you can purchase. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to a, not so much a 360 store, but it, you just, in game, you can go and download the DLC you don't have.
For free, or you have to pay?
If you own it, then yeah, you could download it for free. Oh, okay, but if you don't, you have the option to buy it if you never purchased it the first
time. Back in the day?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Which I thought was kind of cool, yeah. So if you never got to, you know, play the rest of the DLC in a game, now you have the chance. Or if you already own it, you can finish it now by just re-downloading it.
Right. Oh, yeah. Crap. I didn't realize Just Cause 2 is a bonus if you bought Just Cause 3 on Xbox. Fuck, maybe I should buy it on Xbox instead.
Yeah, I might. The Xbox version.
Yeah, because Just Cause 2 is wicked fun, but Just Cause 3, people have been playing it online, like the cool people who get it early to like play like non-story missions. So I was watching some people play it. It looks good. It looks. I mean, most of them were playing it on PC, so.
Right. But still.
I'm sure. I'm curious to see how it looks on console, but whatever. Whatevs. Anyways, so that was. The emulation thing has always been interesting, and the my problem is that I don't think this is necessarily gonna be the savior thing. I still think that the Xbox's backwards compatibility seems better. You know, I like that I can just throw my disc in and it just downloads the game to my console. Or if I had it, if you know, in your case, you already owned them, so you could just download them. Like, I don't like. I don't like that there's, because we don't know yet, I have the suspicion that there's going to be some sort of connection to PS Now, and I don't like it, you know? Like, the PS2 emulation may exist on the PS4 itself, but if I have to access the games through PlayStation PS Now, I'll be kind of bummed out. Which, in theory, maybe that's not what it's going to be, because, like, Super Star Wars and stuff... Those downloaded directly to your console.
Yeah.
So who knows? I don't know.
Well, Super Star Wars is in the store now, so you can buy it.
You can buy it as a thing. So, I mean, I'm...
But another question I have is, if you already had owned digital PS2 titles on the PS3, can you re-download those if they were already on your list, or if they eventually, you know, buy it, same thing with 360 buy on demand, put them up?
Right.
Is another question I have.
Yeah,
because in theory, if you already own the license, you should be able to re-download it.
Yeah, exactly.
Have to rebuy it.
Right.
But it's Sony. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and that's again why I think the advantage currently, you know, until we know more, is in Xbox One's favor, because Xbox has basically said if you already own the game, you don't have to buy it again. You know,
which is
like
nice,
you just take the disc and throw it in your console, and it'll download. My question is, do I need to keep the disc in the console for it to work? That I don't know, you know, because I think for Rare Replay, I need to have Rare Replay in the console for those games to work, which makes me think that if I'm downloading them to my console, I still need the disc to activate that game. Because in theory, you could just buy a shit ton of games and download all these 360 titles and then throw them back in, you know, resell them or whatever. My thing is it's one of those things, like how much money could you possibly make or save by doing that? You know, like if like you and two of your friends downloaded old 360 games on your Xbox One.
Right.
You know? Because it's like, oh, we all downloaded Halo 4 so we could play it. And it's like, but you own it on Master Chief Collection or something like that.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, like, I don't know how that part of it works. Because if they're saying like, hey, you know, throw in your PS2 disc into your PS4 and it'll run the PS2 games, I'd be like, sweet. Because allegedly, and I don't want to... Somebody, I thought they said that the PS4 can already run PS1 games. Hang on. Let me... I want to just Google it really quickly.
If that's the case, then tell me how. There's a few PS1 games I want to replay that I do own.
This is okay. This is Cinema Blend. This was published 2 years ago. I'm just curious to see. Okay, so this is a Eurogamer article that was, or Eurogamer said this on CinemaBlend.com 2 years ago. You probably didn't know that. Wait, is there an ad blocking half this fucking article? Seriously?
Ah,
Get the
come
fuck up!
on.
Get the fuck up out of here! Okay, there we go. PlayStation, yeah, it's PlayStation Now, is what they're saying. According to Eurogamer, they claim they have a source close to the information that PS4 will receive local emulation support for older PlayStation titles, so you can essentially run them from your own game discs, or if you no longer have the game discs in your library, you may be able to grab a digital copy with a one-time purchase from the PlayStation Store,
Ow.
rather. So this is the note in the article. A well-placed source working with Sony's streaming service reveals that only PlayStation 3 titles are currently scheduled to use the Gameplay over IP cloud service. PS1 and PS2 titles are set to follow the more conventional route of running locally under emulation on Sony's latest console, but with the possibility of HD visual enhancements. Well, that means that it took them 2 fucking years to do it, because this article is 2 years old.
Yeah.
So
Well,
we're looking at. This news is kind of amazing because somebody just wrote about an X360 emulator. Da, 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 just plop them into your PS1. Yes. No, maybe this isn't. I mean, whatever. That's interesting that that article is 2 years old and that effectively it's just this, what's happening now. But. Yeah, no. I guess not. Because somebody, I remember somebody saying something about like PS4 can run PS1 games already, which didn't make any sense to me. But sure, whatever. I would love the idea of being able to throw in PS1 discs into my PS4 and just playing them, even if it's just running an emulator and it's emulating, because like my thing is which, I mean, again, I don't know enough about how all this hardware and stuff works, but the PS4 is x86 architecture, which means it's basically like a PC because PCs are x86. So if I can have a PC that can emulate PlayStation 1 games or emulate Nintendo games or emulate whatever, right, from ROMs or whatever, in theory, they could just build a PS1 emulator and put it as an app on the PlayStation 4. And so you open the PS1 emulator and then you throw in the disc. And because it's just a disc, the PS4's Blu-ray has to be able to read said CD-ROM. And then the emulator that's running within the PS4 as an app should, in theory, just play the games. And then that would, if, again, like somebody could be like, no, that's not right. That's not how it works. And I'd be like, fine, whatever. I'm just saying. In my head, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
It's like I'm not gonna
because it's,
fight you on it, but
in theory, they could just build an app that literally just is a PS1 emulator and it reads and it uses the disk drive to read the disks, and boom, that's
true.
how it works. Because the way that people are talking about the PS2 emulation is that's how it works, which is the same way that the Xbox One, in my experience with the Rare Replay, is that it just pops open like an Xbox 360 within the Xbox One. Like even the little sign in for your Xbox Live and your messages for your Xbox Live and all that stuff is the Xbox
It's
360. It's not the nice clean square rectangle thing at the bottom being like hold the Xbox button to do whatever. It's the like weird pill shaped, So I wonder, I mean, because like I don't have Battlefront, so I don't have the Super Star Wars, so I don't have any hands-on with how the PS2 emulation works, but
Works,
maybe that is effectively what they're doing. They're just building apps within the console that are just like, hey, play your old games.
Play old games,
The question people always say is like, who cares? Who's playing old games? And it's like, for me, I'd be like, I would probably go
I
back.
would,
Like my PS2 is is right there anyways, like with all my consoles, but it's like then I gotta go plug it in, I gotta undo the controllers, yeah, get the
it's
games.
Less, it's a little bit less work.
Yeah. Like if I can keep, you know, a couple consoles connected and then just use my game collection as I see fit, like that would be ideal. Because like right now, in theory, my Xbox One is two consoles. It's Xbox One and Xbox 360. And then I've got my PS4, which in theory could work its way to being a PS4, PS2, PS3, and PS1. You know, and then I've got the Dreamcast, the NES, and the Super Nintendo. If I had the money, I would just get a... what the hell is it called? The Retron 5.
Oh, yeah.
That has the NES, Super NES, Game Boy Advance, Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
And then one other thing, right? Because it's got five. It's Retron 5. It plays five things, right? So it's NES, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Game Boy Advance, and maybe just Game Boy. And maybe that's the fifth.
I think.
Because I don't think any of these devices do N60. I don't think there's a single one that does N64. And I wonder if it's because there's so many available that it's not like an issue. But like NESs and Super Nintendos maybe are harder to come by.
Right.
Or Nintendo isn't letting go of that one. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But either way, you know, as somebody who loves their retro games and their retro consoles, like being able to play the old games has its appeal. And there's a couple old games on PS2 I really wanted to go back and play.
Yeah, same.
One of which, it's called Eve of Extinction. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Eve? It sounds familiar.
So... I didn't realize, but the there's two main characters, this kid who works at this company and then his girlfriend who is like the secondary main character, and she's voiced by Jennifer Hale.
Nice.
Commander Shepard. And I didn't know, like, I was like looking up just the game for curiosity's sake, and it was like notable voice actors, Jennifer Hale, and I'm like, why does that name sound so familiar? And then I was like, oh, female Commander Shepard. That makes sense. But I just thought it was funny because that back then when I was playing video games, like I didn't give a shit who the voice actor was or any of that stuff. Like I didn't care. I just really liked that game.
Like the game, yeah.
And I'm curious to see how it holds up. I haven't played it in, oh my God, over a decade.
Interesting.
You know, on Thanksgiving, I fired up the NES. I actually had to take it apart to adjust the pin connector because it was being stupid. And,
ouch.
It's not as bad as you'd think. Like the NES is such a simple console. Like it's like a circuit board and then like the pin connector.
Oh.
But it, like it's the pin connector, it clips onto the circuit board, and then when you screw the thing back into place, it's like designed to line up with the screw holes. So in theory, you could have it like slightly too tight or slightly too loose or like off center a little bit because the screw holes have some play. And I think maybe I had it. Maybe when I installed it was a little off because it just wouldn't read the games and it was pissing me off. So I was like, all right, let's take the whole thing apart.
Ah,
so I took it's like seven screws. It really is simple.
Ah,
and so I took it apart and just like reseated the pin connector and now it seems to work fine.
Mm. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, because, well, see, the thing is the horizontal loader has RCA inputs, which, by the way, it's mono sound. Which is so weird.
Right.
It's just one audio. I think the Genesis was the same way. And but the top loader NES, which I also have, which works like a fucking boss every time because it was just a better system, it does not have RCA inputs. It's only RF. And since I don't have an RF to like RCA to HDMI adapter, I only have, because my Elgato never really worked, and I actually haven't even bothered to try the replacement one with component stuff. But I had bought an RCA to HDMI adapter, and so that's what I use. So I plugged the NES in, and I fired it up, and I played some Zelda, original Zelda.
Nice.
I beat the first two dungeons, and then that was it.
Right.
A couple Thanksgivings ago, my I mean, a couple Thanksgivings ago. This could have been years and years ago at this point. My older brother beat Zelda start to finish. Like, we all were just, like, kind of hanging out while he beat it start to finish. And so I was like, ah, that's kind of cool. It's like, it was like a weird tradition that didn't become a tradition, but it happened like two years in a row. And then
something kind of happened.
Yeah. Like my winter tradition is always that when it snows, I play Diddy Kong Racing.
Nice.
So, and I always play like the winter levels, and that's like my, but I do it like the first time it like really snows.
Oh.
But since my N64 is currently in storage and mildly inaccessible,
don't really have that option.
Nope. So I don't know what I'm gonna do this year. Just bang out Dreamcast or something instead.
Right. Hey, it's something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's the Dreamcast just sitting here. The original Xbox. Except I don't even think I have any of the games for the Xbox. It's just here.
In storage or just they're not?
No, no, the Xbox is here. I think the games are in storage.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. But it is what it is. But anyway, so as far as emulation goes, it's exciting. I'm excited. I'm curious to see. My assumption is we'll hear about it at PSX next week. You know, probably, you know, tell us that that's the big thing. Because like some people were saying like, oh, Last of Us 2. And I'm like, it's not fucking happening. It's not. They're not going to announce The Last of Us 2 before Uncharted 4 hits.
Yeah. It's like, why would you? I don't know. It's like, why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you totally take the thunder right out of the next big game you're releasing?
Yeah.
Like, they want Uncharted 4 to have some, to get some legs.
Yeah, get some thunder before. And
then they'll be like, oh, by the way, Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
Some people were also saying that's when you'll hear about PlayStation VR, No Man's Sky. Because, like, as of right now, I don't think it's been announced as a VR title, but everyone's kind of under the assumption that No Man's Sky is going to be, like, one of the launch titles for VR. And, I mean, I get it. It probably will be, but I just, again, like, we talked about this before. Like, when you tell me about a game, like, years and years, and then you show me more stuff about a game, like, I just don't care. I lose interest. And, like, so No Man's Sky looks cool, but you're not telling me what the hell the game is about. And you're also telling me, like, the game is so big, there's stuff in it you'll never actually explore. And it's like, well, what is the damn point?
Yeah, like, why would you make the game so large? Like I get it. People do complain, and they kind of, like, oh, this game's too small, or this game's too short, and yada, yada, yada. But no one really wants to play a game for that long.
Yeah, nobody wants to play a game that you're literally telling me you'll never actually get to the center of the galaxy or whatever you're trying to get to. And, like, there'll be planets, and you and your friends may never cross paths. And it's like, well, that makes me never want to play this game. Yeah, like, you've just sold me on not wanting the game. Like, hey, we made this game where you fly around in a spaceship, but you probably never, ever even bump into anybody. And if you do, it certainly won't be your friends. Oh.
All right.
Cool. Like, at least in Minecraft, I'll eventually find you guys when I spawn into the fucking map, like, half a mile away.
Exactly. There's some kind of way to find each other.
Yeah, like, at least as long as you have a map. You know, No Man's Sky sounds like it's a really, really big game, and there's a ton to do, and that's cool and all, but I just don't, you know, and again, maybe that'll change if I get to see it and play it at PSX.
Right,
I don't know. Like, I gotta get hands-on with something before I can really, you know, get, like, behind it. You know, it's definitely tough to be like,
this game's gonna be awesome, but then you know nothing about it.
Yeah, like, I was excited to play Fallout 4 because the game itself was new to me, you know?
Right, yeah.
I'm excited for Just Cause 3, but, you know, people have been complaining that it has frame rate issues. And so I'm like, well, we'll see what happens. You know, the one biggest complaint that the person I was watching last night, who's playing on PC, was that there must be something wrong with their, like, online leaderboards or whatever. And so the game kept trying to, like, connect him to the leaderboards. But when it connected him, it totally froze the game because it pops up a gray screen and says, you know, connecting to network or lost connection to network. And it took, and instead of just it happening, like, as a background thing, and it just kind of saying, like, you know, no leaderboards because not connected, and he was still playing, it stopped him from playing. And that kind of sucks, because that's fucking annoying to be like in the middle of like something, and then it's like, if you did like a stunt jump and it didn't give you a score because it was like, oh, lost connection to leaderboards.
Like, no.
Yeah, like, fine, fuck it, let me just play then. And he could, he was trying to like get the game to let him play offline, and I guess the only way he could do it was to actually like quit out of Steam and run the game like from offline mode of Steam, I guess. I don't know, I've never played a game offline on Steam, so I guess, I don't know, he like quit Steam and then had the game still open somehow or something, but just kind of dumb. And my, you know, maybe that's because the game isn't fully out yet, so maybe the servers aren't fully set up. You know, they still have a couple days, you know, because it comes out on Tuesday. But yeah, it's, you know, that's the thing. It's still, like, well, what exactly is, you know, what exactly is the situation? I don't know.
Right. It's like, unless there's some kind of thing where, you know, it's not technically out yet, so. Not that you, not that they said you, hey, don't play the game, but it's
right. Like, they were giving this person and a couple of the other people, they were given the game early to play it, you know, to show it off. So you know, I get it. You know, you're trying to show the game off, but when the people are complaining because the game is kind of broken in a dumb way, because like, I get his argument. His argument was just that this, I don't care if I can't connect to the leaderboards. I care that it constantly stops to check. And when it stops to check, it makes it so I can't play because it's trying to check. You know, so like that, like, and I get that.
Yeah, for sure.
So that was...
Maybe.
Yeah, anyways. So that was that. I mean, and, you know, like I said, who knows? But I got to see the... I got to, you know... get hands on with most things before I really am like, oh, this is the best thing ever, you know? Like, that's why I like people, I ask people about stuff constantly. Like, I've asked like certain friends like what headset they use like 10 times, and they're like, it's the same headset that I've had. You've asked me this before. And I'm like, I know, I just gotta, you know, I'm doing some research. Cause like, I'd like to get a new headset. I would, but my headset does work. Yeah. It does work. It isn't, you know, it's not the best headset in the world, but it actually isn't bad. You know, I really don't have problems. It's just I want something. You know, the reality is I just want something new. Yeah. You know, it's like I really want to get a new PS4 controller. I want to get, like, one of the blue ones or the red ones. But I don't need a second controller.
No. Yeah.
Like, and they were on sale on Black Friday. They were $40. And I'm like, oh, $40 isn't bad. You can get a new controller. Right. But, like, I don't need it. It's just me. And I play with the fucking thing plugged into a 15-foot cable anyways, so it's never like the battery is dead. At least not anymore. God, that was the worst. I used to die all the time because I was playing Blacklight Retribution so much. Fucking Zombie Studios. But as far as Black Fridays go, Black Friday deals... so you got the Xbox at Target.
Correct.
So you got it with Gears and you got a gift card. Was that the Target deal?
Yeah. $60 gift card.
Okay. Yep. So basically like another game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not bad. Tony Hawk 5 is $24.99 on Amazon.com right now. Xbox One version. I like how it has 2 out of 5 stars.
It's still broken. Still broke.
The one thing that I always find amusing is that Newegg, which is like PC tech computer company, they always have like, they do like Black November, you know, they just do the whole month of, you know, just deals and deals and deals. But they have the craziest shit. Like, okay, so I'm going to scroll through this one page and I'm going to read you some of the stuff. Okay, we've got like a car charger for your phone, TV mount, and then you've got sterling silver pendant with 18-inch chain. And then you've got computer toolkit, thumb drives, USB cables, batteries, LED lights, and then Black & Decker 1.5 cup one-touch electric food chopper, laptop, case, printer cartridge, iPod case, computer mice and some phone chargers. And is there anything else weird on this page? Nope. Printer cartridge. Like, it's just like, yeah, like, I don't know why PC stuff and then, like, food chopper and then PC stuff and then fucking necklace. I don't
Yeah, that's just sounds weird.
Yeah, I'm still scrolling. Okay, that must be it for this page. The rest of it was actually, like, PC-related stuff. The one thing I will say about Newegg, though, is they do always have a shit ton of deals. So, like, they're, like, if you're looking for something that's, like, tech-related at all, like cables, you know, speakers, a new wireless router, fucking, you know, energy-efficient light bulbs, like...
Right.
You probably...
A good deal for something you actually need.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Rice cooker, an eight cup rice cooker for $20, and then a 5-piece ceramic knife and cutting board set. You know, it's right in between the amplified indoor antenna and the 50-watt LED light bulb. You know, because somehow those items are even remotely like, yeah, like, but and like that's just, you know, that's their Black Friday thing.
Fair enough.
But they have all sorts of cool stuff. They actually have these chairs that I swear are just DX Racers, but by a different name.
Oh.
And, crap, I'm never going to be able to find it. But they're like, I don't remember what the company name is, but they look identical to the DX Racer chairs. But they're like the same price. So I'm like, well, I guess I would just buy the DX Racer rather than buy the no-name brand, even though I guarantee you they probably are made in the same place. Because I don't think the DX Racers are made in the United States. Pretty sure they're made in China.
Right, probably.
Which is whatever. They make that shit cheap.
Can't complain.
Yeah.
And get what you pay for, I guess.
Yeah. The only other thing was, were you like overwhelmed or underwhelmed by Black Friday?
Not really. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like,
I just didn't think there was.
Wasn't
that
a
many.
Big fan. Just, you know, cold, but I mean.
No, but I mean, like, I don't feel like there were any deals that I saw that were like, oh my god,
oh,
I need that.
Yeah.
You know,
like I had
it
to
felt,
go.
It didn't
like I think the 360 Xbox One was the only thing I was like, yeah, I kind of want that.
Right. Yeah. Like I wasn't but, really, like I didn't go out at all. But, I didn't go out. I didn't buy anything. I didn't even buy anything online. There was nothing
right.
that I was like, I really should get this because this is a compelling deal.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that there were a couple games on sale and Newegg had a thing where you could get Halo 5 for $40 or you could get it digitally for $52.99. And I was just like, meh, you know, I'll wait. Maybe Cyber Monday, there'll be a better deal or
see
something.
What's going on, yeah.
But I had saw somebody tweeting earlier today like, oh man, I still hope somebody's doing the $299 PS4s, and in Target's ad that I saw in the newspaper today had the PS4 Uncharted edition for $349. So they already put the price back up. But
back up.
Yeah, okay. But GameStop, as of the time we're doing this podcast, claims that the PS4 Uncharted collection is still $299 on their website.
Hmm.
So, and you know,
either they haven't updated their website yet, or they're still doing a sale.
My guess is they're still just doing the sale. Bonus
or their
purchase,
stock they
I like
still
this.
Have.
They've got a big thing on their on the page for the Uncharted collection. Bonus: purchase Uncharted the Nathan Drake Collection PS4 system bundle and receive access to the beta for the Uncharted 4 multiplayer. You mean the same thing that everybody else who buys Uncharted 4 gets?
Yeah.
Just makes me kind of chuckle.
Oh.
Which you know what the really annoying part about the multiplayer beta is that it starts on the day I go to PSX. Which I don't understand why they did that. I mean unless because they are going to have it playable at PSX, they figured that way.
Why not?
Well, that way, in theory, the people at PSX can be playing against other people in the beta everywhere else. So in that
True.
Sense, you know, True. The servers would be populated
you're,
by
yeah,
tons of people.
You're still playing.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, the, you know, that was the only other thing. You can get Call of Duty Ghosts for $15.
Shoot,
PS4,
they had
the
a dollar
PS4.
sale at Toys R Us.
Oh, really?
And Ghosts was on that list for, I think, 360 and PS3,
Jeez.
Not the PS4 versions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Killzone
For a
Shadowfall,
dollar.
$10. PS4 cameras are already back up to $60. They were like $30 for a couple days, or this weekend, I suppose.
Got mine for 40 on sale, and that wasn't even a Black Friday thing. That was just a sale they were having to get rid of stock
Yeah,
at Walmart.
I got mine for 40 on Amazon back in the day, and I just remember going and looking and being like, "This was 60 yesterday," and then I was like, "It's 40 today, so I guess I'll buy it."
Man, purchase, yeah.
Well, and it's been super helpful too, because like I know I like now that I have the PC set up, and you know I just recently put the PC's TV on a little arm wall mount thingy that's attached to the side of my bureau. So like, for one, it makes the setup a little more convenient, and it makes it so like I can move that TV out of the way if I want to just play video games, where before it was kind of directly in front of it. And it is weird playing with, like, when you're looking at two TVs, because your eyes are kind of dancing back and forth.
Your eyes are, yeah.
At least this way now, like, the other TV is off to the side, and it's definitely out of my way. So it's like, yeah, I got to look over to monitor the chat and stuff, but...
Right, but it's not like it's something that's messing with your eyes.
Yeah, and it is, it's so easy to stream from the PS4. Like, it's like one of those things, like, my the Elgato's set up, and it is working with XSplit, so... That's a positive, but it's like so many times I'm just like, I don't even care. Like, and yesterday I streamed Tales from the Borderlands from my PC, and like, I don't know why, but like, I had the green screen down and I had the lights the way that I normally do, but like, the green screen just was not working on the PC for whatever reason on the PC setup. But like, when I tabbed over to my XSplit scene for PS4, it was fine, but like, you can't. Or at least I don't know how, just like copy the settings and paste them to the other settings. So I couldn't duplicate it. So I just left it with I didn't even turn the green screen on. So it was just me with a green background. And I was like, whatever. I don't even care. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And that was how I did that. So I played Tales from Borderlands. Cause we're getting towards the, we're getting towards the end of the year here. We're getting damn sure. close, and we have to start making our game of the year stuff, which maybe that might be the next podcast or two podcasts from now, I guess. I'm trying to Tales of the Borderlands is already out, so I could play through all of the episodes. It's just one of those things, like, I don't want to. I'm really not compelled to play them all in a row. Like, if Minecraft was out all in a row, I'd play the hell out of it. Like, I really enjoy Minecraft story mode, and I'm not as drawn to Tales from the Borderlands. It's funny. I enjoy the you know, it's the typical humor. Borderlands humor, right?
Right.
But
right.
I'm not totally.
There's
one.
Nothing that's bringing you to like, I'm gonna finish. It's just.
Well, it's just like I play them and I'm like, they just feel like they take longer than they do. Like, Minecraft is like usually, Minecraft has been like an hour and a half-ish per episode. But it feels like it was 15 minutes. Tales from the Borderlands is like 2 hours long, but it feels like 10 hours. Like, I just feel like Tales from the Borderlands drags. But
really?
But, like, it's a good story, and it's entertaining, and I'm enjoying it, but it just feels like it's dragging on, and I just don't want to start another episode right away. Whereas Minecraft, I'm so, like, into the story, and it's getting, like, really good, that I'm like, well, crap, I want to, just give me episode 4.
Yeah.
Give me episode 4 now. But no, I have to wait. So that's that. So yeah, so like honestly, like right now, as far as games of the year go, like, you know, people, you know, obviously there's a lot of people who are like Fallout 4, and like, I'll tell you right now, I don't think Fallout 4 is my best game of the year. I think it could win best game in a certain, in like category maybe, but like,
but you don't believe it's game of the year.
No, I honestly, like, I think Dying Light has Dying Light and Fallout 4 do a lot of the same things, but Dying Light didn't piss me off with stupid things just not working right. You know, like, Dying Light didn't have, like, the frame rate issues that Fallout 4 has, or the clunky AI that Fallout 4 has, you know?
Right.
I would say that Fallout 4 has a way, way deeper weapon mechanic system and a way deeper, I don't use VATS, but VATS is a really cool system, and, you know, you can sneak and attack enemies and things like that, but, like, Dying Light just...
There's a lot of things that did things
way
better.
Like, just traversing land is easier in Dying Light. Like, I just feel like, yeah, I can fast travel in Fallout 4, but, like, just running and jumping and climbing because of the parkour aspects of Dying Light parkour just makes it so much more fluid, you know?
Right.
It's not as clunky. But again, like, Minecraft story mode, like, I'm digging it. So, unfortunately, I don't know that it'll be able to count as a
game of the year
because it might finish in 2016. Because they have a month to give me 2 episodes.
Right.
It's unlikely. You know, maybe I'll get episode 4 in December, but it's unlikely that I'll get the 5th and/or 6th.
Because
I think it's just 5. I think Game of Thrones was 6.
I think it's
but,
Game of Thrones was 6, yeah. I think this was just 5.
And Game of Thrones, I have a copy of it, but I asked a couple people, and they were like, if you don't watch the show, you're going to be a little bit lost. And since I don't watch the show, I'm probably not going to bother. Because I just don't care. Like, I don't like Game of Thrones to begin with, so, like, I don't... I think I'm just going to be put off by playing it anyways, is really what it comes down to.
I mean, a buddy of mine was telling me, like, you don't really need to watch the show.
Right.
You can, but you don't need to.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Sure.
You know, Battlefield Hardline, that came out this year. I haven't finished that either. I really should.
Yeah, I need to go back and
I was playing some of the story missions, and it's not actually that bad, you know?
No. It's just because
it's weird. It's like weirdly open worldy, you know?
Yeah.
In some cases, like when you're like doing certain objectives, and I'm like, God, this is super. Like, can't you just give me like the straightforward, like, just shoot these enemies, and then when you get to those enemies, you shoot the other enemies, and then it's like the end of the level. Just give me that.
But then, because there's guys you have to rest.
Yeah, you gotta arrest. Like, that's the fun thing, too, about Battlefield Hardline, is I probably arrested, like, 10 dudes in a row, and I'm like, there's no way. I'm in, like, a drug den in the middle of the Everglades. There's no freaking way that I hold up one dude, and I'm like, hey, get down on the ground. Stop and he doesn't just blast me or the other dude while I'm throwing this guy to the ground and like handcuffing him because I'm by myself. Like, the other dude isn't just going to like shoot me in the back when I'm trying to arrest the other dude. Like, it's just so unrealistic. Right? The other guy's so scared by this one cop out on his lonesome. But like, you suspend your suspend your beliefs for some of this stuff. And it's, you know, it's fine. It's just I do think it's amusing, but I ended up with like the most like some ridiculous amount of experience because I just arrested everybody. Like, I didn't kill anybody in like an entire level. I just arrested them all. I was like, whatever, let's see how many I can arrest. So that was, I mean, it's fine, you know. I like that it's, you know, it's basically like a movie show in a game,
right?
So that part's interesting. But yeah, so it's like, you know, you got Dying Light, you got Battlefield Hardline. Did Borderlands Collection come out this year, or did it come out at the beginning, the end of last year? I think it came out this year.
It was this year. Yeah, it was this year.
I mean, I don't. That's definitely not my game
of
the year. I'm just
no. Yeah, because we played Borderlands 2 and
right.
I mean, now pre sequel, but not. It's not that they're, you know, bad games. It's just, I'm not. There's no reason to nominate a game that's already been played.
That's already
before.
Been played. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's just like it's a better version of it. You know.
Right,
and then you've got what? So like, what you've got? Unity and Syndicate that came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Witcher 3.
I'd throw Syndicate on there. I don't know about Unity, but
yeah. I mean, I could see Witcher 3 being a contender.
Witcher 3 is a big one, yeah.
Because that did really well. People really liked that.
I need to go back and beat that.
You know, Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh, yeah. Pain, yo. That's, for me, that's, and not even just because it's Metal Gear, it's, it actually is good.
Mm.
So, I for me, that's going to, I'll throw that on one of my lists.
Right. Plus, you get Halo 5.
Which I'm pretty stoked to get that.
Yeah, I'll be excited to go through the campaign. I think we should really just run through, and we can stream it.
I really
it. We'll just
do
run through
to, yeah.
Master Chief. We yeah, should start right, doing that soon. We'll run through Master Chief 1 through 4.
Yeah.
And
yeah, sure.
We'll just only pistol whip people in Halo 1. and then eventually have to pick up Halo 5. But yeah, it's, so there's a bunch of games, and there's a bunch of Steam games that I've played that I've been really happy with too. So I really should double check my list, because like Armello is a really good game. It's not necessarily my kind of game to play as a single person, but the multiplayer aspect of it is kind of cool, you know?
Right.
Because it's like Which a Game of Thrones again? Board game is really what it is.
Yeah, yeah, okay, that one. Yeah.
And then Windward is like a really small indie game, but it's just really cool to just ride around in a boat. And
I'll say, yeah, was that the one you streamed a few times?
Yeah, the ship like, one where you just fly, you just cruise like, around in a ship year. And you get the cannons and you can shoot other. Yeah, like it's just, it's like a fun little game, you know? And
right,
and
yeah.
So I'm not, you know, is it the best game of the year? No, but it's a really good game. Like,
yeah.
You know, if I had to pick an indie, it would be on my list. You know, Lost Orbit. Did Lost Orbit come out this year or last year? That's the thing. Like, so many times I'm like, I have to sit down and make a list and be like, what games did we play last year? And what games did
no,
I play this year?
I feel like we played that this year.
Yeah. You know, Galaxy came out.
That was a good one.
It's a good one. Yeah, let me look at my list and see if it tells me when that game's released. You know, Life is Strange is probably going to be up there for some people.
Life is Strange is good. A lot of feels in that.
Yeah, feels.
Game.
So, properties. Nope, it just shows the developer. It doesn't actually show when the game came out. That's weird. Oh, you know what? If I just go to the, I think if I go to the games page, it'll tell me when the game came out.
Right? Oh, yeah, when the game actually came out, yeah.
Store page. Yeah, May 12th, 2015. For Windward, okay. At least. So,
there you go.
You know, and that, so that's the thing, right? I'm going to have to go through my game list, figure out what I played this year, what came out this year. You know, because the Escapists, the Escapists. Like, you forget about all these games you played at the beginning of the year, and it's like, well, shit. So we played a bunch. I've actually played a lot of games this year, you know?
What ton of games, yeah.
And that's, you know, that's the fun part about doing this, so... But I, you know, that's well. That'll. I guess we'll probably have to. We'll finish that discussion for next the next episode. For
yeah,
because that'll be 48, and then 49 and 50. I don't know what we'll do, but you know, or maybe it'll just be continuations of game of the year discussions. But I think that's probably
now,
next year we'll have to start looking through our games and start hashing them out.
Right.
We're still working on some exciting stuff for episode 50, the 50, because that'll happen before the year is up. So we want to do something cool. But
big.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to make sure I say before we end the show.
You need to cover?
Nope. I think it's just the usual. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. @ the DGCast. Follow us or subscribe to us on YouTube
just
at youtube.com/C/TheDGCast. Like I said, we post the podcast on iTunes podcast services, as well as we post it to YouTube. So if you're listening on YouTube, awesome. Give us a thumbs up. Throw a comment in. If you are listening on iTunes, just shout us a tweet or give us an iTunes review. That's really cool. or you can comment directly on the website because I fixed the player on the website. So you can listen to it on the website now. But I also realized at one point that I can just paste in the, I can embed in the YouTube video on the website. So now I have the YouTube videos embedded in the, on the page as well as the in browser player. So I figured that'll be a slightly better method too. For people, if they want to just, like if for some reason the in browser player wasn't working for some people, this way they can just use the, they can just do the YouTube part or the, you know, iTunes playlist, whatever.
There's many ways to watch or listen, or well, listen.
Yeah. Listen.
Cause we don't do video.
No, not yet. Maybe in 2016.
Yeah. We'll figure something out.
We'll figure something out. We'll make some nifty background and we'll set up the cameras and
some work.
But, yeah. So, I mean, and you know, I've been streaming a bit more often, so feel free to follow us twitch.tv/DGCastTV. Follow me on Twitter at @SoAfterISaid. Follow Mike at mtong1. I generally tweet when I'm going to stream on my Twitter, and then I usually just retweet it on the DGCast Twitter, but it will auto-tweet on that account because that's what Twitch is linked to. So if you want to just follow the DGCast on Twitter, you'll get the notifications that way. But if you go to twitch.tv/DGCastTV and you follow us, you can choose to get email notifications when we get live, if that's your preference. I've been playing a lot of Fallout 4. I apologize. I think a lot of people
should be no apologies.
I think people are like, dude, you played enough. You've had enough, sir. Just one more hour. Just one. Just give me 5 more minutes in Fallout 4.
5 more minutes.
I'm at 4 days and something hours. And I still haven't beat the damn game.
Jeez.
I think I'm level 47 now.
Cruising.
But yeah, this episode actually ran really long. But yeah, so that'll do it. I think we'll call it there. Like I said, follow us on our social medias, subscribe to the podcast, you know, subscribe to the YouTube channel. You know, I will be trying to make more videos besides just putting up the podcast. It's just a matter of now that I have my setup a little bit more conducive to it. We can figure that out, and who knows, maybe we'll do a let's play of us doing Halo 1 through 4.
Yeah.
We'll just have to figure out the logistics, but, yeah. So anyways, that'll do it for episode 47 of the Disconnected Gamers podcast. And as always, we will catch you
on the flip.